Thank you for tuning in to Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN. I'm Randy Bushover. The program highlights local businesses and services in the region, and if there's a local business or service you'd like to hear from, send me an email at randy.bushover@entercom.com. Joining us for this segment, Steve Hotz, who is president of LED Energy Solutions, LLC, and a field consultant for them, Russ Gugino. Gentlemen, thank you for coming in today.
Thank you so much for having us.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
And Steve, right off the top, what is it that you guys do?
Sure. Well, we are a what they call performance ESCO, where we come in and we do an evaluation for a business. And based on the savings we provide, it pays for the project. So we focus on LEDs, our light emitting diodes. They are the newest and future of our light world that we have today. And we come in and replace all of the fluorescent lighting with LED lamps. And again, the savings that we generate, what makes us a little different is the savings we generate actually pays for the project in total.
And we'll go a little inside the Beltway because we talked about this off air before we started the interview. As you walk into our studios right now, you look up and you see fluorescent bulbs, which just has got to make you maybe a little bit angry, but also a little bit hopeful because, well, we'd be a perfect client for you guys.
Yes, you 100%. You hit it out of the park there. That's exactly right. In fact, we see a lot of the fluorescents right now across the Western New York area. Less than 10% of the market's been retrofitted. So many businesses out there need to get LED lighting, and they need to start saving today. And that's what we can provide.
How long have you been established as a group?
We've been going and growing for over 3 years now.
Wow. And Russ, your part in this as a field consultant, is that kind of like sales rep? You kind of go out and visit
sales,
with
sales, marketing,
places?
Yeah. You know, one of the nice things about LEDs is that everybody's going to have them eventually. The fluorescent lights that are in this studio eventually will be going away. When the sooner people take advantage of LEDs, the sooner they'll be saving money, but they'll be actually getting a better quality of light that will be easier on their eyes. And it's been shown conclusively in medical journals that LED lighting actually improves productivity in the workplace. So it's not just saving money, you're actually getting a better quality light and you're helping the environment. It's a triple play.
And explain a little bit about the whole process of how an LED light works, because we're all familiar with the tubes that we're looking at now, or maybe a light bulb, that sort of thing. How does an LED system look?
Sure. Well, first and foremost, it's a very clean looking light. It's almost a bit indescribable, but in a wonderful way, because it literally transforms businesses. We've had many of our clients that have gone to LEDs, and because of that, they have changed their entire front of the house or entire design in the building. And their clients come in and say, "Gee, you remodeled," and they say, "Nope. Well, gee, you did the floor. Nope. All we did is we changed the light." And from a description standpoint, what everyone loves is a day bright white. Okay, that's the phrase, and that is a brilliant, clean light that is eye-popping, and it is actually very soothing to the client and to the business. Post our installation, folks aren't using task lamps anymore. Generally, we come into buildings and we see the office lights are off, okay, because folks can't stand the flickering or the humming of the fluorescents and UV rays that are also not very healthy for you. After our installations are completed, folks aren't using their task lamps anymore. They love the light. And that's part of our photometric design, that we make sure that the spaces are taken care of. Each floor, each office, each building, we custom design for that building, and every single building is different, which we love because, again, we can tailor make the light project for that building and for those clients' needs.
And again, just using what we're looking at now above us as an example, we have these fluorescent lights, which are more or less flush with the ceiling tile. The LEDs come similarly?
They do. Good question. We actually use the same troffer that is in place in a building, providing that the troffer is in decent condition. We can change troffers if a client wants us to change that. But we use the same troffer and the same design that's in the building from an aspect of where the fixture is. We just replace the fluorescence with the LEDs. And because what they call the beam spread and the cone shape of the light, the way it scatters, it's called the a pattern scatter, that is where the benefits start to really come in with energy savings and light output.
This is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN, talking with President Steve Hotz with LED Energy Solutions, LLC, and his field consultant, Russ Gugino, also joining us in studio. And Russ, when you typically go out, well, is there such a thing, first of all, as a typical meeting for you with these groups that are looking into getting the LED lighting?
A lot of people want it because they know that's the way of the future. You know, just by way of passing, this is one of the few places where technology actually will lower costs and improve a product. You're talking about the difference between LED lights and other types of lights. You know, good old Thomas Edison, who invented the incandescent bulb, people don't maybe understand that something's burning inside that bulb. That's one of the reasons why you can't touch that bulb after a while, because it's very hot. So when you have incandescent bulbs, for example, you're going to have a heat problem as well as a light problem. With LEDs, it's a much different thing, because you can pick up an LED that's been on for 100 hours and it'll be warm, just basically a little warm, but not hot at all. So you're saving energy not only in terms of lighting, but you're saving energy in terms of heat. It actually will help lower your costs in terms of your HVAC, because lighting actually is hot, and fluorescent bulbs are not as hot as incandescent bulbs, but still they're operating with gases inside those tubes, which are actually gases that have to be disposed of very carefully when you replace them. So from an environmental point of view, LEDs has it all. It has an environmental impact that is very positive. It is cheaper, and it's better for your health.
And again, mindful of the example that we've seen, you've got all the wiring that is necessary with a fluorescent. LEDs the same? Do you have to rewire an entire building or an entire wing or whatever you're doing?
Yes, again, great question. What happens on the install is the licensed electrician, that has to be done by code, and all of those aspects are validated by a National Grid or NYSEG, depending on who the account is with. But the existing ballasts are a thing of the past, by the way, with LEDs. And for the folks out there that know lighting a little bit, is that the ballast is really the engine that produces the light to the lamps themselves.
And also, if it's not working, produces the noise that you were talking about before.
The humming.
Right. The humming that we unfortunately sometimes get numb to, used to, because it's on so much. But there's no additional wiring that has to happen for the building. We use the same components that the original design was created with and for the each troffer. We may have to do some modifications, but nothing that is too alarming from an aspect of getting into a kind of rewiring the whole building aspect. We use a lot of the same hard components that are already in the building.
And we'd already spoken about the financial value. You mentioned there's a collateral value as well involved with LED lighting.
Yeah, right. So, you know, just from an aspect of recapping the financial, let's just say we take a $10,000 electric bill right now and we drop it to $5,000 with the conversion, okay? And so for everyone that is wondering how this works, we take then the savings of the remaining $5,000 that we produce in savings, we take a portion of that and route that to the retrofit payment. The other portion we route to the owner from day one, if you can believe. So instead of paying $10,000 a month, now let's say you're paying a total of $9,000 a month. You're gaining $1,000 with a brand new state-of-the-art LED lighting system that is warrantied for 7 to 10 years, and it's benchmarked to last 20 to 25 years because of the technology that is among us with LED lighting.
Yeah, that was the next thing I was going to ask about, was maintenance and lifetime, you know, lifetime of the system.
Yes. And going back to your original question, is the collateral value that we have, is enormous. And you know, everyone loves a PR aspect. Okay, every company loves a public relations. And how are they going green? We are actually going to be mandated in the coming years to use less energy. Every commercial building. Okay, and it's going to happen. It's just a matter of when, and really when folks want to start saving, because it will be in the plans and actions over the next 5 years that every company needs to reduce their energy usage.
Russ, what do you find is the maybe the major question that you get from people when you go out and speak with them?
Well, people want to know, how can we afford all of this wonderful stuff? It must be really expensive. And here's the interesting answer. For businesses, and we concentrate on businesses, we can do all of this stuff, believe it or not, without any money from the company out of pocket. Now, you say that's impossible. It's very possible. We take the savings and we do this in a very unique way. It's all very legal and complicated to some degree, but we've been able to do this in a way to take the burden away from companies of spending cash or spending funds out of their capital funds. And we pay for the bulbs. By paying us back, you're paying us back with savings, so that you literally are getting the new lights for no money out of pocket, and you won't have to change a bulb for 10 years or more. Think about that. So you'll have great lighting, and we guarantee, we're so clear about this and so confident about this, we will guarantee the product, the light itself, and the labor to replace it for 7 to 10 years, depending on the lights that you get. So this is technology working on behalf of everyone. It's a win-win for the environment. It's a win-win for the customer. And it's pretty darn good for us.
Now, residential, commercial, little mix?
Yeah. So just to clarify, right, we certainly like residential, but that is not the business model that we operate from an aspect of commercial real estate. Folks that, for instance, our A-plus client would be hotels, hospitals, airports, nursing facilities, only because their lights are always on, okay? And because of their lights are always on, that means more savings for them, and that is less of an energy output for their building, which will give them a better rating from an ENERGY STAR standpoint, which is, again, another piece of the collateral value.
Churches, schools, Eastern Hills. Can we say Eastern Hills?
We can Eastern? Certainly say that. Sure, I mean, that, we can
Eastern
say
Hills, Wesleyan
Hills.
Church yeah. is customers. But that's a pretty big place. We've got a number. You know, the bigger the place, the bigger the savings. And that's one of the. So we're going after the bigger ones first, and we're not going to refuse anybody, obviously.
One other aspect of why we focus on that sector, and all businesses that have, let's just say, a $500 electric bill or higher is a client that we would love to talk with. Okay, so I don't want to exclude anyone. But one aspect of the reason that we are focused on businesses is that the energy companies out there, NYSEG and National Grid, and RG&E, Rochester Gas and Electric, they give incentives for commercial real estate to switch over to LED lamps. And I know that may sound counterintuitive, but the energy company actually wants you to use less energy. So they're a bit of a supplier of energy, with all due respect. But they actually, again, give you incentives and rebates to switch over to LEDs. And that is one of the facets of our cash flow positive from day one aspect, because we also provide that incentive and rebate for that customer. And we do all of that coordination and all of that paperwork.
And now that we've got businesses hooked and interested, how would they go about getting in touch with you?
Sure. They could. We'd love them to visit the website at ledenergyusa.com and give us a call at, if you like, at 716-474-0543.
474-0543 in the 716. Gentlemen, thanks again. Appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Again, from LED Energy Solutions, LLC, Steve Hotz is the president, Russ Gugino, a field consultant for them, and this is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930, WBEN.